Healthcare workers on the front lines of the pandemic in Massachusetts often lose patients. Sometimes several pass away in a single shift. Nurses and doctors have to handle the grief that comes with those deaths while still tending to other patients who need their care. WBUR's Angus Chen reports the emotional burden of working through the pandemic can have devastating consequences.
Nurse Angela Scarpino lost 3 patients to COVID-19 in a single night shift. 2 died in just the first hour at the hospital where she works in Greenfield.
And then halfway through, there was another woman who had been there for quite a few weeks. And all of a sudden, her oxygen just made a turn for the worse.
And she passed away the next morning. Scarpino says she sees death a lot. She's seen multiple people die in shifts before, but not from the same disease the way she has during the coronavirus pandemic.
And it was just so emotionally draining for me and the nurses taking care of these patients because we're trying everything we can to help them.
Scarpino says the last patient to die in that shift chose not to go on a ventilator. So she and the other clinicians in charge of the patient's care made comfort the priority. They gave the patient morphine and called her daughter.
Her daughter, when she got there, was rushing to get the PPE on, to get in to see her mom, to see her before she went and didn't want her to go alone. And by 7 a.m., she was gone. It was my third shift, and I was just, it just broke me.
Scarpino couldn't let herself fall apart. She's a senior nurse on the floor, and she tries to set an example for the younger nurses.
So I held it together till I got into my car and I just cried. And then when I got home, I actually had a full-fledged panic attack, which I've never had before, because I was grieving for these patients and I felt so defeated.
It's a feeling that may be all too familiar to healthcare workers right now. As the coronavirus tore across the country in March and April, clinicians who have been on the front lines of this pandemic have also been straining under the emotional toll of so much death and sickness. In a recent WBUR poll, 1 in 5 Massachusetts nurses say they feel low or somewhat low morale.
What's happening now with the pandemic is those stressors, I would say physical, mental, emotional, have just ratcheted up so intensely.
Dr. Joe Shapiro is a surgeon at Harvard Medical School and has run clinician peer support programs for decades. She says it's not surprising that health workers on the front lines are experiencing so much strain.
The emotions have ranged from grief at what's been lost and all, so much death and isolation on the part of the patients that healthcare providers are taking care of, and then all the way towards gratitude.
All of that can be really difficult to process. Dr. Harold Burstein is a psychiatrist at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. He often provides mental health care to medical professionals. He says there's been a flood of clinicians reaching out to him for help since the state saw a rush of people falling ill with COVID-19.
During this time, I have seen more frontline physicians in the past couple of months than I perhaps have seen in the past year. There's a sense of almost unspeakable fear and grief.
Burstein says it's always difficult when patients die. But now, because so many are dying so quickly due to COVID-19, doctors and nurses haven't had the time they need to mourn the losses they see. Burstein says that can have a terrible effect on the psyche.
At this point, it's been so extended, it's become so chronic that there is no relief. These patients continue to come in. There isn't a kind of day of relief from it, which I think is an unintended consequence, but a very real consequence.
That can damage the care that clinicians provide to their patients and their own well-being. Harvard's Dr. Joe Shapiro says the mental and emotional toll of the pandemic can lead to burnout, depression, and even increased risk of suicide. She encourages employers to ask their staff if they need help.
We should not put the burden on the individual clinician to seek support. If someone does seek support, it should be there. But we really want to make sure that we are reaching out and offering support.
Friends and family can help too. Angela Scarpino, the nurse from Greenfield, says after the night she lost 3 patients to COVID-19, it helped to talk about what she experienced.
It took me a day to physically function, but I was having issues sleeping. It wasn't until I reached out to someone and started talking to someone. So it took a few weeks for me to actually get in a better spot.
She's still caring for COVID patients, but on days off, she's also been finding some time to do things that bring her joy, like a few hours of video gaming or spending time with her 3-year-old.
I'm outside we got a couple new puppies and my son's playing around, so we're just trying to enjoy the weather. It's finally not raining and it's sunny.
Scarpino says she's worried about what might happen if social distancing measures end too early. But things in her hospital are finally starting to slow down. That gives her some hope about the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.